第8項
In modern societies, we say people are equal, regardless of race. We tell children that the only correct attitude is to disregard racial differences completely. At the same time, we add that we are proud of being Chinese, or South Asian, or Irish, or African American, or whatever. But we are lying. I spend most of my time in Asia, and our comic books,which surely encapsulate some of our favorite dreams and fantasies, reveal what we really think on the subject. Caucasians are superior, and we want to be like them. Ouch! No, this cannot be true! It would be too painful. But let me show you the evidence. Every comic on the newsstand outside my office in Hong Kong depicts heroes with round eyes, straight European noses, and fair hair.Not a single one of the 17 publications for sale features a hero or heroine with Chinese features. No character has straight black hair, narrow eyes, or small flat noses like the ones my children have. Hong Kong comic book heroes are incontrovertibly and without exception Caucasian. In Tokyo, similar rules hold true. Comic heroes are tall, round-eyed,straight-nosed, and often blonde. Japanese artists frequently draw eyes as oval orbs, with the upright measurement exceeding the horizontal measurement, and they often ink in only the bridge of the nose, ignoring the nostrils. These techniques make the faces as Caucasian as possible. The comic book racial differences between South Asians and Caucasians are more subtle, but artists still make the necessary adjustments.Rarely in South Asian comics, or in the movies, will you find dark brown skin or the big, expressive Indian nose. Instead, the heroes and heroines have small noses and pink skin. I am in no way suggesting that this is a form of conscious racism forced upon us by Caucasians. We do it to ourselves, and we do it unconsciously.Many of Walt Disney's films have been applauded for their entertaining stories and appealing music. But that's not why I'm clapping. I cheer because Aladdin has a big hooked nose, a truly mighty Middle Eastern honker, like some of my Arab friends. His girl, Princess Jasmine, also has a sizable schnozzle. In The Lion King, set in Africa, Mufasa has wide flared nostrils and a hot chocolate voice.Contemplating this issue has led me to consider a question other Asians may already have asked themselves. All things being equal, would I prefer to be Caucasian? Yes, I reply, shocking myself. All men want to be heroes. All heroes are Caucasian. End of argument. In the meantime, my 5-year-old is progressing well with his reading.The other day, I laid a bunch of comic books from around the world in front of him and asked which character he most identified with. He chose a talking beetle called Dim from A Bug's Life because he has blue skin and 6 legs. But that's a kid for you. Long may he remain racially colorblind.